Agents of Change.
It was a cold winter day, the 5th of November in 1941, in Karelia, just outside the Finnish border. The sky was grey and cloudy, with a freezing brisk wind and an ominous atmosphere. A group of armed soldiers stood in front of a short, 36-year-old man in civil clothing, pointing a gun at him. The man raised his hands to cover his face. He knew what was about to happen to him, what his destiny was. This man was Arndt Pekurinen, born in 1905 in Juva, Finland. He was a Finnish pacifist and conscientious objector. This means a person who has claimed the right to refuse military service on the grounds of freedom of thought, conscience, or religion. He was born to a family of 7 children. He did well in school and read a lot from a young age. Through reading, he got interested in pacifist thinking through, for example, Leo Tolstoy's work. His family didn't have money to send him to any schools, so he worked around Finland in many different service jobs. Pekurinen moved to Helsinki in 1927 and got married and had 2 children. Pekurinen repeatedly refused mandatory conscription or the draft for the military service. He refused to take arms or wear a uniform. He was more than willing to serve in the civil service, but he wasn't allowed to do that. This led to his imprisonment, and he ended up in prison for 2 years in 1929. He also ended up being badly harassed and even kidnapped by right-wing fanatics. An international petition was sent on his behalf to the Finnish Defense Minister, and the petition was signed by people all around the world. For example, 60 members of the British Parliament signed it, and also none other than Albert Einstein himself. Due to the attention the case of Arndt Pekurinen was getting, the first bill called Lex Pekurinen for an alternative to the military service was passed in 1931. However, its provisions extended only as far as the peacetime. So when the Winter War broke out in 1939 and Pekurinen refused to fight in the war, he was sent to prison again. And then, after that, when the continuation war with Finland against the Soviet Union broke out in 1941, Pekurinen was sent to the front with orders to make sure he wore the uniform and used a weapon. At the front, he still refused doing so. So following an order issued by Pentti Valkonen, he was executed without trial. And this brings us back to the beginning of the podcast, with soldiers pointing a gun at Pekurinen. The first 2 soldiers refused the order to execute Pekurinen, proving the point of Pekurinen to be very true, that people do not want to kill other people. The 3rd soldier, however, obeyed, and Pekurinen was shot at the point. After the war, an investigation of Pekurinen's death was launched, but never completed. He remained effectively forgotten for over 50 years, until the publication in 1998 of the book called Courage, the Life and Execution of Arndt Pekurinen, written by Erno Paasilinna. The city of Helsinki also has named a park, Arndt Pekurisen puisto, the park of Arndt Pekurinen, in his memory. And there is also a Finnish rap song made to honor his life, since he is the instigator for the civil service even today, a true agent of change who won't be forgotten anymore. Kun ihmisiä ei syödä, on niitä turha teurastaa. If you're wondering what this gibberish language is, it's Finnish, and it translates to, as people are not eaten, butchering them is of no use. And this was the motto of the great Arndt Pekurinen. This is Anna from Helsinki for the Agents of Change podcast. For the world goes to where we take it.